Avoid the fitness myths. It is not about how heavy you lift, but how long you lift your heavy for. It could just be that the world of fitness and bodybuilding is full of myths, as bad or worse than faith healing and homeopathy. Your life depends on your health. Listening to the wrong advice may be as bad as taking up smoking, in the sense that it shortens your life. And people are very fanatical about two big front-facing bodybuilding concepts: aerobic and anaerobic exercise, and sugar, saying that it must be avoided. You have to start your bodybuilding with aerobic exercise, as that is where you earn the endurance necessary to lift for long enough to transform. And you need to eat dried fruits and nuts at the same time, so that your body can handle weightlifting. You need soggy trail mix in your system. People who cut their circulation during exercise, as well as those who avoid all kinds of sugar, are very unfortunately wrong. And now that you know this, you have to test which way works. I suggest you test trail mix and endurance-based weightlifting first. What people don't seem to understand is that starting bodybuilding by jogging with 3-pound dumbbells for an hour, or better yet, 3, will naturally force you to slow down as you move up to 5 pounds, 7 pounds, 10 pounds, 12 pounds, 15 pounds, 17 pounds, 20 pounds, and maybe even 25 pounds. Your jog at 20 pounds per hand will approach proper weightlifting speeds, and beyond that, you will slow down to a crawl, even if just to protect your back. Which brings us to a very rebellious bodybuilding statement indeed, because you should treat your entire body as a single muscle. At least until you think about competing, and then on top of your massive body, and on top of your multi-hour endurance workout, you can isolate muscles and target specific areas. And better sit down for this statement, because what I'm saying means that you only need dumbbells for bodybuilding. And no higher than 25 for that first single muscle phase, where you let your muscles grow naturally and in proportion. Which now brings us to the quick introduction to very fast bodybuilding. And you are incredibly lucky to be alerted to trail mix. Trail mix will have you avoid many years of brain fog and unnecessary body aches. It is such a powerful source of energy that there is no describing it. You would simply not believe it. But mark my words, do not work out without trail mix in your system. Now, to start, you will need to learn to jog, and this will largely teach you how to grow muscle. You will witness your legs transforming, and then you just take it from there, gradually eliminating rest for a smooth run, and then slowly increasing your dumbbell weight, but by no more than 2.5 pounds per hand. I call that water weight, and it will never overwhelm you as you make your way up to 20 and beyond. If you are lucky to have a gym with a dance floor, please learn to shuffle dance, also with dumbbells. It is simple, fun and classy, and it will distract you away from stopping. If you are large, work your way up to 3 or 4 hours per day, 5 or 7 days a week. Do not skip days unless you have a good reason. Because you are starting with just jogging, this will never really overwhelm your body, as your body will have plenty of time to adapt and help you learn about hydration and nutrition. Get yourself an interval timer, an open source app, and try to close your rest gaps that way if you have trouble. And then make a playlist with reasonably slow songs and try to hit every beat. But during your initial phase, when you are still lifting light, and especially if you are large, try to work up your way to 170 beats per minute songs. That's about 80 lifts per minute. It will help you lose weight and protect your muscles. Please, don't blindly follow advice. Not mine, not anybody else's. Stage a series of experiments to see what works, and avoid errors. Don't give up on trail mix too early, as I did. Instead, try to increase the amount and have it replace your other meals. If you hear something that does not have a model in reality, like trail mix does, where hikers swear by it in their own endurance madness, leave it for last. If it's relatively new, like say for example peptides, or tastes like a milkshake, it probably does not do very much. But again, you should test it out. Just start with the bigger, broader brush strokes first. Listen, don't walk into a gym and sit down. Learn to slowly jog with dumbbells for 2 hours non-stop, and then walk into the gym and make it more difficult with all the tools you find there. Challenge your body to adapt. The only real constant in your workouts is gently increasing complexity so that your body has the time to gradually adapt. Don't worry, you are not going to lift light for long. You are only lifting light because that is what you can do at the moment. And before you know it, you will be increasing your weights by 2.5 pounds again. Your days of jogging will end pretty fast as you replace them with fast lifting or dancing. But the 3-hour-long duration of your lifting will stay. Thus, you will send a much stronger signal for adaptation than those who do sets and reps for just a couple of minutes, if even that. Either way, please pay attention to why you are stopping. Check if your strength is running out because your circulation is getting cut off. If that is all it is, then shake it off and continue lifting. You want to connect and converse with your muscles. And that is not a matter of your circulation getting cut off and shutting you down. As to doing it the way everyone else is doing it, and then expecting different results, that is quite a tall order that will probably not work out for you. You'll get exactly what everyone else is getting. Instant plateau, as they lift far too heavy, and thus never work out long enough for their body to even hear them.